Alright, what is up, everybody? It's your boy, Tyler Stinchcomb, your host for previously what was The Christian Zookeeper and now is From Genesis to Giraffes. I got another bonus episode for you guys. I did this episode quite a while ago. It was a couple of years ago, my first year in my master's program. I did it as part of an assignment for a class, and I've been kind of forgot about it and just wondering what to do with it. It was out on SoundCloud, got a couple good listens and stuff, so thought I'd just throw it out as a bonus. It doesn't have a bunch of what to do with, like, stuff that I've covered on Christian Zookeeper, but it's still about snow leopards and about the conservation project that the Niambe Zoo does and how technology can really impact conservation, especially within zoos and with animals that are really hard to find and get to. So it was a really good conversation and turned into a really good assignment too. So here is my conversation with Joel Vanderkamp from the Niambe Zoo.
Cool. Well, thank you again so much, Joel, for doing this and sitting down for me and talking a little bit about snow leopard conservation. So if you want to just say where you work and what your role is, first off.
Sure. My name is Joel Vanderbush, and I'm the curator of conservation and education for Niambe Zoo here in Coal Valley, Illinois. I have been a zoologist for 27 years, and conservation is, you know, really why I do this. And so seeing where you are in your career, I was once at that same point, and to work from becoming a zookeeper and, you know, moving into different levels of management through zoos all the way up to the curator level, I'm pretty excited about that. So I'm happy to talk to you about conservation today.
Awesome. Well, yeah, no, thanks again for being here. I'm really excited. So yeah, let's get right into it. So the topic of conversation today is really about trail cameras and that technology and how zoos are using that to help conservation and research in the wild. So if you can tell me a little bit right now about, like, what Niambe is doing or has done with the use of trail cams to help snow leopard and other big cat conservation projects.
Sure. Well, let's just talk first about the use of trail cams in the zoo for our purposes, regardless of outside conservation use. So, of course, in our, like, red wolf exhibit, you know, red wolves are somewhat secretive. We don't always get to see them very often. So we do use cameras in that exhibit fairly often. And just to see where they're at. And if they're in their underground den, you know, we're not going to go climbing in there with our red wolves. So we do like to use cameras for that. But then, of course, we recently gave birth to two Ammer leopard cubs here at Niambe Zoo. And that was really great because we were able to use camera footage to watch the birth happen live, you know, and you can't do that. You can't, like, put a person in there while a big cat is giving birth to babies and try to get that on camera. So having, you know, the cameras already installed in there, and we can use online apps to view that camera footage was really great. So the other thing too is if we introduce cats or any animal to a new exhibit space and we want to see kind of how they're adjusting in the times when people aren't around, you know, cameras are really great for that purpose too. So now for this project, the really great thing for us is we've had this established relationship with Snow Leopard Trust since 2015. And when I came on board in 2017, you know, we really ramped up, you know, what we could do with and for Snow Leopard Trust, you know, and I think that Snow Leopard Trust does a really good job communicating with zoos and working with them in partnership to help them achieve their goals. And if they can help us achieve our goals, they'll do that exact same thing. So for the camera project, it really came up because in, I think it was 2019, snow leopards moved from endangered status to only vulnerable status. And that caused quite a lot of waves in the conservation industry because, like, the folks at Snow Leopard Trust, I'm sure if you talk with them, they'll tell you that that was not based on the best research. And some may say that, but we got all of this camera footage showing so many of these, you know, leopards all over these mountains and all over the range that, you know, there's enough to extrapolate and say that there's plenty of snow leopards to justify moving them from that endangered status. But the challenge to that is, one, finding the pictures on the camera is one thing, but being able to determine if the individual cats that appear on that camera, how are you counting them? Are you counting them as, oh, we have 100 pictures of snow leopards, so we have 100 snow leopards that pass by this camera? Or is it like 5 snow leopards that have passed that camera 20 times, right?
Right.
And so that's the real challenge that is facing Snow Leopard Trust right now. Mm. And so for them, as they, excuse me, as they are working to better identify those cats, they want to run some tests. They want to be able to know if they were to look at some pictures of an individual cat and know that it is one specific cat, right? That it's a known entity, such as from a zoo, right? Mm-hmm. And if they look at it from multiple angles and all of that, where, you know, like obviously in an ideal world, you would love for a cat to walk, you know, full broadside to a camera so you can see all of its side spots, whether it's on the left or the right. And you'd be like, okay, I can see the spot pattern. So therefore it's really easy to see that.
Yeah.
But cats don't always do that. They walk at it head on. They walk on an angle. They're walking away from it. So, you know, how do you determine if that is the same cat? So we set up cameras here at the zoo in 37 other zoos. So, you know, I think almost 40 zoos across the world.
That's awesome.
But we were one of those 38 zoos, I believe is the number, where they set up. We set up these cameras that are the same cameras that Snow Leopard Trust uses in the wild. In fact, they sent us the cameras so that it was the exact same model, so that there wasn't any discrepancy, right? So after setting those up, you know, we had to capture a variety of images from a variety of angles, you know? And so essentially for us, we actually have 2 snow leopards and 2 Ammer leopards, right? And they wanted to see the difference between even those kinds of patterns. And there were even 2 other species involved in the study, but we only focused on those 2 particular ones because those are the ones we have. But we were able to take images of 4 different cats that we know exactly who they are. And keep all of their images, you know, separated so that they're together in one folder for each of those individuals. And we sent them, you know, like these 15 best images from different angles so that, you know, they can use them to basically be able to figure out if you mix those up with a bunch of other things, can someone who is responsible for identifying these cats, can they pick it out and actually see that it is the same cat, right? From different viewpoints. And I think ideally, I believe they're working with Microsoft to try to better deter individual identification of cats through some AI software, which would be really great.
Yeah.
Because trust me, when you're sorting through pictures on a field cam,
yeah, I'm sure
you could take 10,000 pictures and really only find 25. On there that you actually want, but you've got to sift through it all, right? Yeah. So that's also an extra bonus for them.
Wow, no, that's super cool. Do you know if there's any other use of trail cams in like a zoo setting for snow leopards that could be used other than like maybe identifying and sending those to researchers? Do you think maybe another way that they could be used?
I mean, for us as the zoo, I mentioned this kind of earlier, you know, you can identify a lot of different things, you know, if you change something in their exhibit space. If you, and this is, I think, the greatest importance, if you are trying to measure stereotypic behavior, right? And that's a big issue for us here at the zoo, you know, like we have great enrichment programs, but we're always trying to stimulate animal behavior and try to make it as natural for them as we can. And the challenge to that, of course, is we know that they're in an exhibit space that is not anywhere close to what their wild space would be. But if you can stimulate them appropriately, can you keep them, you know, mentally challenged and healthy in a human care environment? And, you know, the answer is yes, if you have a good, robust enrichment program. But the challenge to that is when do you need to give enrichment and how do you target that enrichment? So if you use your trail cams, as we did, and we actually learned some things when we were using the Snow Leopard Trust trail cams, that one of our cats like Iona, our female Ammer leopard, has a particular attraction to this one portion of her outdoor enclosure where she did a lot of pacing behavior at that one point. And so, you know, we can utilize some environmental enrichment to you know, put some physical barrier there or put some sort of device there that might, you know, interest her to change that behavior. And I think that is probably the greatest use of cameras, other than just saying, hey, you know, where are these animals at and what are they doing and are they eating and things like that. But it really helps us to narrow in on if they have stereotype behaviors that we can try to break those behaviors by introducing enrichment in targeted areas and times of day.
Yeah, no, it's a super cool technology and I love seeing zoos use it more and more. Like it seems like most zoos in the United States now are using trail cams just for the reasons you talked about. And it's a great way to like non-invasively watch your animals and see what they're doing and see their behaviors every day and then work with that and improve their welfare and improve their exhibits as well. So it's super cool. So I was also wondering just with Niabe being involved with the Snow Leopard Trust Project and everything, how does that tie in with the mission statement of the zoo and the goals of conservation education that the zoo has?
Well, I think what is most important for us here at Niabe, and I think it is, you know, certainly a recurring theme at most zoos, mm-hmm. is that conservation is our purpose. I mean, that is why we exist, right? And so when so many people are like, oh, why do you have animals? Why do you do this? And why do you do that? Well, the simple answer is conservation. Mm-hmm. If we aren't working with these animals and seeing, you know, how they behave here and how we can better care and how we can better manage these populations, it is so much more difficult to do that in the wild. And of course, if you can't educate the public about that and get them to understand what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it, then that becomes more challenging for them to support the work that you're doing. Because I tend to say that if people don't know that there's an issue or a problem, they're not going to care enough to do anything about it, right? And so that's key for what we do at our zoo. And so when we look at working with other organizations like Snow Leopard Trust, who, you know, has a wonderful track record. They've been around for 40 years, you know, a really solid organization. You know, our work with them, to be honest, it helps bolster our reputation for the public to know, you know, that we're associated and partnered with such a great organization who's doing such good work. And so we've really ramped up our conservation projects and activities here at Niabe Zoo in the last 5 years since I came on as the curator of conservation here. And that is in part to those relationships that we build with the individuals at these organizations. So as we go to conferences and we meet the folks operating the conservation organizations that are out there, we want to get to know them. We want to know, hey, how can we help you do a better job out in the field, you know, and how can we support that? You know, a lot of people think it's just through money. And yeah, I mean, every organization is going to be able to use money, but not all zoos and other support organizations have a lot of money to give. Mm-hmm. But what can we give, right? Well, we have a lot of expertise that we can offer. And of course, we can offer participation in projects like the camera project, where it doesn't require us to give money. It just requires us to spend that time collecting data. Because we know for every scientific project and every experiment you run, it's the data that you need, because we are an evidence-based society as far as, you know, our industry is evidence-based. Yeah. I don't know that our society is evidence-based, yeah. But definitely our industry is.
I got you. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so we collect the data for the evidence.
No, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Joel. That's all the questions I have for you today. I wanted to keep it kind of short. But yeah, thank you again so much for your time and everything. That was awesome answers and everything. Really appreciate you giving me your time. Thank you, man.
Hey, it's my absolute pleasure.
Well, thanks for catching up with me as well. I'll probably talk to you some other time, maybe. Go green.
Yeah, and go white. I mean, they didn't go too far a couple of weeks ago. But hey, that's okay.
It's all right. It is all good.
Yeah. Well, hey, just remember, if you want to know anything, you know, more about whether it's, you know, in regard to this project or anything else, whether you're in school or just your career and where you are, and, you know, to know that I've been there, man, and if I can offer any advice to you, just let me know.
No, I appreciate it. Seriously. Thank you, Joel, so much.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right. Have a great rest of your day, man.
All right. Take care, Tyler.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that kind of quick conversation, quick little episode right there. I think I might be back next week for another bonus. I think I'm going to cut it to now 4 bonus episodes before the new year, and then we will go from there, and you're going to learn what From Genesis to Giraffes is going to be. Let's go. Hang with me. Thanks for listening. Go ahead and subscribe, like that button, follow, whatever. We're available on pretty much all platforms. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Deuces.